Hi, it's Dave. So in this video, I'm going to share a perspective that helps me hold on to the long-term winners. The past few months have been a brutal month for a lot of growth stocks, and a lot of growth stocks are down almost 50% or even more. Let's take a look at a couple of charts here. So we've got Tesla. Just 6 months ago, it was at about $900 all-time high, and now it's dropped to a little over $600. Teladoc, another kind of big holding of ARK Invest, has dropped from $308 just a few months ago, all the way down to $146. Then you've got Palantir. This is another interesting stock. High was actually 45. Actually, it's kind of near 40 around here for a long time. And then it hit and it's down over half at $20 right now. You've got Peloton. Peloton hit an all-time high at $171 just a few months ago. Now it's down almost half at $89 today. And then you've got Cathie Wood's ARK Innovation ETF. And this was all the way up to $160 about, and now it's down to $106. So this is just in a period of a few months. A lot of growth stocks have really just been hit hard. So I wanna share a few kind of hacks. And a lot of these lessons are kind of brain hacks that I've developed over the years to help me hold on to the big winners and not be too influenced and not be too swayed by the volatility. I think it's completely natural when you see a stock drop 50% to kind of freak out, and your brain kind of looks at your portfolio and sees red, 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 day after day after day. It sparks a lot of fear and kind of this need to preserve what you have left. I'm gonna try to share what I've done over the years to kind of reverse that, or try to insulate myself from a lot of kind of the volatility and the fears surrounding that. So number one is to expect volatility. So yeah, when I'm invested in a growth stock, for example, like a Tesla or any other growth stock, these growth stocks are volatile by nature because you're valuing the stock not on off of its present day earnings, right? This year's earnings. Rather, you're valuing the stock on its future potential earnings. Usually it's 3 or 4, even 5 years down the road. And a lot of times that's unclear, and you're unclear what the growth rate will be at 4 years or 5 years down the road. Everything changes, right, year to year. And that's why it's so difficult, I think, to really nail down these growth stocks. Because a slight change in growth rate from, like, say, 40% down to 25% or something can deeply impact a stock's price long term. All right, the second kind of brain hack that I use is to focus on business driving the stock price over the long term. And what I mean by this is, a lot of times I think it's tempting to look at the stock price as the key indicator of how the business is doing. And so we focus on kind of our portfolio value and the profits that we're seeing on our stock positions. And when things are going up and down, like when it's going up, it's easy to be a long-term holder. But when it's going down, a lot of times our attitude shifts to fear and to preservation. But when we take a step back, we see that over the long term, usually a stock price follows the business, meaning, like, the great business, if it's really outperforming every year, year over year, you're going to see the stock price, you know, follow that. It's going to be not a straight line. It's going to be obviously volatile, but that's just the reality of the stock market. All right, number three, I look at paper gains as usually worth less than half of kind of what my portfolio says it is. So when I look at my portfolio, actually, I don't even look at my portfolio value that often, actually. And when I look at it, I don't even try to look at it for what it is. I usually discount it by at least half the value. And this is kind of controversial for some people because they don't want to do that, right? They want to have this hope that their portfolio is worth a certain amount, and to discount it by over half just seems like counterproductive. However, I do that personally because I want to factor in volatility. It's obvious that these stocks are not going to go up all the time, and they're not stable stocks. They're not value stocks by any means. And so in order to factor in volatility, I'll look at the stock price and I'll cut it by half or sometimes even a third to really calculate what I attribute the value of my portfolio or my position to be. I think the most difficult time is actually right after buying a stock and it goes down, let's say 20 or 30 or 40%. And that's the most painful time. I think that's the most trying kind of psychological time. I think a lot of times it's easy to see your portfolio go up and down week over week or month over month. And a lot of times it's torture because you get this, like, ecstatic high when your portfolio is going up right? And then you get this really low, and it's depressing to see your portfolio go down day after day. And when I kind of look at the past decade, when I've been focusing on investing, I've seen that almost every single kind of successful long-term investor has had some kind of mind hack to deal with the volatility. Some people just don't look at it at all. They just like kind of say, okay, forget it. And, you know, there's pros and cons to that, but, you know, sometimes for some people it works. Sometimes people focus on the future saying, oh, it's going to be at least 5 or 10 times larger, right, in stock price. And they focus on that to help mitigate the volatility. Other people, like myself, I reduce the value, like the mental value of my holdings, and that helps as well. I think it's tough overall, though, because stocks tend to be so liquid. You can cash out your stocks at any minute. You could just press sell and you get your cash. But however, the temptation and the danger is once you start doing that, you get into kind of this trading mentality where you're trading in and out. And if you're really good at trading, which, you know, a very small percent of people could possibly be, it could work out. But I think for most of the times, it doesn't beat out holding on to a generational company in its early stages and holding long term. All right, the last kind of hack I use is I try to zoom out sometimes. And rather than looking at like today or this week or last month, I try to zoom out on the longer term perspective. If you look at the longer term perspective, 50% drops are actually quite normal because stocks don't always go up. Let's take a look at the same charts that I showed in the beginning. This is Tesla's 6-month chart. But if you go out 5 years, you'll notice that, hey, this is a huge run up. And, you know, it is a significant drawdown. But still, you know, there's been, you know, significant drawdowns in the past as well. If you look at Teladoc's 6-month chart, you go, oh my gosh, it's dropping over half. But if you look at it over a 5-year period, like this has been going up tremendously. And there's been drops as well in the past with Teladoc. For FYI, I picked up some Teladoc stock this morning. Also picked up some Palantir a bit. The 6-month chart, you know, looks like a terrible, you know, halving of your portfolio value. But if you look at Palantir, I guess over a year, it's far up from its IPO price. I also picked up some Peloton as well. It's gone. The 6-month chart is terrible, going down half. But if you zoom out a bit, and you'll see that, Peloton has been going up, and there has been a lot of drawdowns in the past. And then ARK Invest is the same thing, right? ARK Invest has kind of hit a volatile time, but if you look at the 5-year chart, there's been drawdowns as well, right? Here you had ARK Invest at 58 going all the way down to 37, right? That's big drawdown, and there's always been drawdowns, and that's just the reality of things. I mean, especially in, you know, lots of funds or stocks that focus on great growth names or innovative names. All right. Anyways, I hope this has been helpful to kind of give just a quick look into some of the brain hacks I think every long-term investor needs to develop on their own. And you can pick and choose whatever you like, but I think to counter kind of the temptation and the fear of long-term volatility and seeing your portfolio rise and drop radically in just a period of a few weeks or months. I think everyone needs different ways to cope with it. Anyways, if this has been helpful, go ahead, like the video, subscribe to my channel. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter, and my handle there is HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.